Catherine Tegan Books and Harper Audio present Figure It Out, Henry Weldon by Tanita S. Davis, performed by Karen Molina White. To Dr. George F. Hilton, Pacific Union College math professor extraordinaire, whose daily 8 a.m. tutoring sessions made passing math 001 possible. And for every student who struggles with having a different kind of brain, have courage, friends. Life is messy, but you can figure it out. 1. Animal. Vegetable. M-A-T-H-E-M-A-T-I-C-A-L. From Henry's journal, reminders for the test in August. You've got time. Take it slow. You know things. Let them show. You've got this. Henrietta, go. Fluorescent lights really, really sounded like bees, Henrietta decided, shifting in her seat. She'd never noticed them at her old school, but the lights at Altera Junior Senior High School made a buzzy, rattly noise that no one else seemed to notice. Not the test teacher, not the few other students spread out, staring at screens, just Henrietta. The noise had been mostly okay during the reading portion of the test. Henry could read in a hurricane and not miss a word. But math? Well, math was different. Henrietta gnawed her bottom lip and squinted at the screen. Answer. Answer. She needed to choose an answer. Sighing, she clicked C, the answer closest to hers, then caught her pencil as it rolled off the table from her scratch paper. She scrubbed her hands against her denim shorts and glanced at the clock again. Had the hour hand moved forward toward the 6? Did she have 5 more minutes or 15? Why didn't this school have digital clocks like everyone else? Henrietta rubbed her face and breathed out a silent sigh as she faced the next question. Okay. She knew this one. She did. It just was making her brain stop somehow. A pair of jeans costing $39.50 is on sale for 25% off. Of the following, which amount is closest to the sale price? When Henry had cut the tags from the jeans Mom had bought her from O.N. downtown, they had only been $12. So probably nice jeans didn't cost $14.50. Henry looked at the problem again. Percents were easy. All of them added up to 100. Usually. Mostly. Sometimes. Was she supposed to multiply first and then divide? Or move the decimal over and then multiply? One place over was 10%. So that was $3.59. No, wait. Henrietta rubbed her eraser over the scratch paper hard enough to make a hole in it. Ugh. Other people she knew could solve these problems in their heads. But no, Henrietta always had to do all the work. The multiplication and the adding and the carrying. And she had to count on her fingers and use scratch paper, too, just in case. Math took forever, because she was just never sure of where she stood with it. Math was like standing on the beach, near the waterline, as the waves snuck the sand out from beneath her feet. She always had to start over. Henry could almost hear her brother Jordan complaining. "Man, Henrietta..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?